This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of the questions I've been getting the last few days are about monkeypox. Monkeypox cases are rising. Some of you are curious about how you could tell if it's monkeypox versus chickenpox. Does monkeypox kill? So just to quickly review, monkeypox is a virus that was discovered back in the late 50s, I think 1958, first human case identified in the 70s. And it was originally believed to have been a zoonotic illness where a monkey was the original host and was able to give it to animals or give it to humans. We had the ability to spread monkeypox as we could spread smallpox or chickenpox by person-to-person contact, touching each other, breathing near each other with large respiratory droplets, and none of smallpox, chickenpox, or monkeypox was ever considered an STD, where you could get it from sexual fluids or sexual activity. And because this latest outbreak that has now hit over 22,000, I think, globally, and 5,800 cases domestically, because many of those, and not everybody, many of those cases seem to involve men who have sex with men, there has been a slew of opinions on whether we should consider this also an STD, sexually transmitted illness. Monkeypox is something that I also think they're going to eventually change the name. We haven't known of a human case acquired from monkeys in a long time. In fact, our outbreak that we had in America years ago had to do with prairie dogs, because squirrels, I believe rats, multiple other animals can carry it. So eventually they're going to change the name. But to answer the question, a couple questions. One is, does it kill? Yes, we have at least now four fatalities, we're being told, out of Africa. And Africa's endemic, or monkeypox is endemic to West Africa and some African nations. But in terms of out of Africa, we've already had four fatalities. Brazil had reported a monkeypox-related death. Spain had reported two. India reported a death earlier yesterday. The death in Brazil, according to Gizmodo.com, involved a 41-year-old man who had lymphoma, which is a cancer, and a weakened immunity. He went into septic shock. In Spain, both deaths involved young men. We don't have too much on their history. In India, health officials said a 22-year-old man died while on ventilator support 3 days after he was admitted to a private hospital with fever. So this monkeypox illness is not necessarily something that, okay, you're going to get a little cold and it's going to be over. You know, similarly to other viruses that we've seen, you know, for some people it could be extremely severe, depending on your health status, depending on your immunity, and, you know, depending on the amount of virus exposed to. So this is why there's a mad dash to get people vaccinated who are at high risk. California and Illinois have now declared states of emergency over monkeypox following what we saw with New York. So now we have three states. If you look at the numbers, they really are the ones that are pretty heavily affected. Every state right now in the Republic has reported monkeypox cases with the exception of Montana and Wyoming. And the hardest hit is California thus far with 827 cases, Illinois with 520, New York tops them all with 1,390. Keep in mind, higher population, these are very high populous areas. D.C. has 243, which I find very, very striking, being that the District of Columbia is one of the smaller territories in the United States. So for them to have higher numbers than Alabama and Arkansas and Connecticut and Colorado, you know, fascinating. Florida, 442 cases. Georgia, 430. Maryland, Massachusetts with about 129, 134 respectively. I live in Nevada. We have about 20 cases, although interestingly, I thought I saw a report from my local health department, 23. But then again, the CDC will say confirmed. A lot of our health departments will look at suspected. Texas has about 397 cases. So for a state to declare a state of emergency, that allows funds to be shifted and coordination between state agencies, levels of government. And so declaring a state of emergency, according to NPR, often helps logistics and coordination between departments working. And there's some flexibility with funding. So they need to up their vaccinations. And again, the vaccinations we are using are all we have for monkeypox is in the smallpox family. So the smallpox vaccine, Gynenos, let me just hold on a second. There's T-pox. Hold on a second. I want to give you guys the right name, and I apologize here. My computer is super slow. And Gynenos, it's also known as Imvamune or Imvanex. That's been licensed in the United States to prevent monkeypox and smallpox. Monkeypox is very close to smallpox, which is why we've been using it. And this is obviously going to spurn more questions as to why now. Why, you know, they cite two parties in which there was a rave or, you know, multiple people were having sex with each other in the, you know, men have sex with men community. But that has happened before. There's been sex parties and raves and people partying and hanging out before. Why now? And that question I can't answer. We need to answer because people keep asking, is this going to be the next COVID? Is this going to be the next HIV? I don't believe it will be. I think we already had a vaccine. Remember, HIV, we still don't have a vaccine. COVID, it took a while to have a vaccine. We do have a vaccine that just needs to be pumped up. Is it Bavarian Nordic, the company? I don't think there's any other company that does it. So they're doing pretty well. Their stock's doing well. But, you know, we have vaccines. We have, health alerts. And so I think we'll be able to. I don't think it's going to be to that same epidemic. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the healthcare industry is changing. And some people think it's shrinking because of telemedicine and I'm actually seeing it different. We need all hands on deck. And we have joining us next from the Swedish Institute in New York City, Medical Ethics Program Director Kim Ladowdy and CEO and President Michael Bottrell to talk to us about one of the fastest expanding careers and industries in healthcare and how the Swedish Institute is helping us get skilled nurses and skilled people into our healthcare field. Kim Ladowdy, Michael Bottrell, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you guys for joining us. So, yes, so talk to us about the Swedish Institute and all the great things you do.
So, yes, the Swedish Institute was actually incorporated in 1916, so it's been around for well over 100 years. It's the first school of its kind to be licensed both in the state and at the federal level for medical-grade massage therapy. And over the last decades, we've added allied health programs, so that's nursing, medical assisting, surgical technology, sterile processing, medical billing and coding, and now we're adding this medical aesthetics program as well.
And I love that because we have such a nursing shortage. We have such a billing shortage. We have such a dearth of people that are even staying in the field. You know, what do you think are some of the things that are kind of contributing to that shortage?
Well, I think over the years there's been just a high demand on what nurses need to do and have to do in the hospital setting specifically, and it just becomes a large amount of burnout for those types of positions because, again, there's been so many issues, even with regard to the pandemic and the types of work that nurses were asked to do during those very difficult times. But I have to tell you, from a student perspective, we actually saw a huge increase in the number of students wanting to come in and get involved in allied health and those types of health programs. So, again, that's nursing and surgical technology, MAs, things like that. People want to get involved again. The pandemic has really launched people to really understand how important those types of programs are and how important those types of professions are. So what we see is a lot of young people wanting to get into this industry. And then on the flip side, those who have been in this industry for a long time looking for something new, this medical aesthetics program is the key for them to be able to be continued or have continued success in those types of fields.
Absolutely. You know, there was this trend to, you know, be isolated and be away from others and working from home. And I'm seeing more and more people want that interaction with people. Kim.
100% correct. Even during the pandemic, like I said, we never shut our doors even for one day during the pandemic. We actually already had all our students working specifically with iMac products and iPads so that they could actually continue to do all of our programs online. We actually had both state and federal approval to change all of our programs to 100% online during that time. And again, like I said, we saw an increase in the number of students wanting to come to our school, and it actually benefited as well because it was an online program. We had a larger draw from the outer boroughs as well for those people interested in being able to be part of our program. And now under a hybrid situation where you have both on-site and online classes, again, we're seeing that larger draw of students wanting to come here and get those programs.
And what a challenge, you know, to be able to do that through the pandemic and be able to teach hands-on, you know, a hands-on industry through all those, you know, challenges. Fantastic job. Gosh, just kudos.
Yeah, we have a very, very talented, very highly qualified group of people here that helped us make that switch from a curriculum perspective. Because, again, we had to get all of this approved at both the state and federal levels.
Love it. Love it. Kim Ladotti. Medical aesthetics. This is a fantastic field. Talk to us about it. What is it?
Yes, thank you. Medical aesthetics covers everything from an advanced facial, more than just a day spa experience, which I'm not knocking, but for the person that's looking for more, that is what medical aesthetics is. It goes all the way up to plastic surgery, so it covers everything from surgery and beneath that. However, in medical aesthetics, it's a booming industry with every year that goes by, because the average patient is looking for more and more treatments that could stave off the visual aging process in a non-invasive way. Something that's affordable, something that's fast, something that's effective, and doesn't create a lot of downtime or no-nail time at all. So that's where medical aesthetics has become an annual multi-billion-dollar industry, just in this country alone, much less overseas.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common procedures that are done?
The most common procedures are everything that's highlighted in our program, actually. Literally, we've covered all of the most popular in-demand procedures in the country, from laser resurfacing to IPL to M-sculpts for body sculpting, and a brand-new introduction into medical aesthetics with shockwave therapy that's finally safe for facial aesthetics. So we have all of the cutting-edge in-demand treatments. Also, medical microneedling is a staple that every single office and private practitioner wants to provide. So we give you that safe and effective way to be trained and certified so you truly understand what you're doing and you can provide those treatments to your patients.
We're speaking to Medical Aesthetics Program Director Kim Ladotti and Swedish Institute President and CEO Michael Botrill. You know, I take care of many patients. They have anxiety, depression, body dysmorphic disorder, agoraphobia, and a lot of it can be treated and addressed by aesthetics. And so, you know, people always think, well, it's just cosmetic. It's not. I really feel there's medical applications and medical needs for these to be addressed, because I'd rather they address what needs to be addressed than to try to take medication to make them feel better.
Absolutely. And it was very timely. Just this morning, MedAestheticsMagazine.com released the results from the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Associates. They have this year's annual report from their member survey speaks on viral beauty trends, and the biggest one is TikTok face. So that's a major amount of lowered esteem from being on video and staring at yourself all of the time. And I'd like to quote that release from the study is, the rise in facial procedures requested to enhance a patient's appearance on video has skyrocketed from 16% to 79% in the last year alone.
Wow.
So that's a huge jump up in major self-esteem issues, which touches on exactly what you said. And these patients are finding that therapeutic benefit from medical aesthetics. And by coming to a program such as ours, you learn about the invasive treatments, but you learn about all of the non-invasive treatments also. So for the patient that does want to tweak or to maintain anything else they've done already, like surgery, because that doesn't last forever, you have to maintain it, that's where the core of your medical aesthetics and the need has just skyrocketed.
So true, so true. So if somebody wants to enter a career and you know, how do they reach out to you? What are you suggesting in the last minute or two people interested in going into this field do?
So, yeah, absolutely. We actually have a website that they can go to. That's me.swedishinstitute.edu. That's me.swedishinstitute.edu. And you can also go to swedishinstitute.edu as well, depending. So Allied Health is on the Swedish Institute site specifically, and then medicalaesthetics.swedishinstitute.edu is how you can get to all the new aesthetics programs. We're also on Instagram, at Swedish Institute on Instagram, and then SI Medical Aesthetics on Instagram as well.
That is fantastic. You know, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, listen, again, it's really a pleasure to be able to speak to you, and thanks for sharing our message out there. Again, I think it's a really exciting opportunity for those wanting to get into healthcare of any kind, or medical aesthetics of any kind, but also those that are already in a career and want to do something else or add something else to what they're doing already. So, again, this is a great opportunity for nurses out there who are looking to do something different, something new, something exciting that can truly enhance their careers moving forward and can help with that burnout that they sometimes experience working in the hospital setting.
Yes, and I also wanted to add that being in New York with an accredited brick-and-mortar location, students can be rest assured that they are coming for a really professional program where they will be certified in learning all of these medical aesthetic procedures.
And I will say, I'm not just the president, I'm also a patient here as well. And I absolutely love the various types of procedures that I've been able to have so far. And I have to tell you, I was a skeptic at first, in terms of myself and my own self-esteem, whether or not I needed these types of things. But I have to tell you, you do feel good after you have one of these facials. I had one just the other day. And you just feel so invigorated and refreshed, and your face does actually feel lifted and light. So I can't. That even as a man, I'm very interested in moving forward and trying more of these opportunities.
Absolutely. It's healthy. It's great for the skin. Okay, Michael Botrill, Kim LaDowdy, thank you so much. Thank you, Swedish Institute. We can't wait to have you guys back.
Thanks. We look forward to it. Cheers.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi landed in Taiwan late Tuesday evening local time despite continued threats from China. When asked about the White House's concern over the speaker's trip, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the Biden administration is fearful of provoking China.
So risk-averse, we're afraid of provoking the Chinese Communist Party. We put ourselves in a straitjacket, and it's constricted our ability to think creatively, to move aggressively.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Nancy Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the island of Taiwan since 1997. With less than 100 days to go before the midterms, voters in a handful of states are heading to the polls. They'll decide primary elections in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I like meat. I like eating meat. Tried to be vegetarian. Thought about being vegan. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I love my meat and carbs. Not the healthiest thing to do. I have been increasing my vegetables. Ate a ton of broccoli yesterday. Today I'll eat some more vegetables. We just don't get enough vegetables in our diet. But people have asked, why is red meat so bad? But it's not. Red meat and non-red meat can be very healthy. It's the quantity that messes us up. Do you guys remember, and I don't know if maybe I just, if it was new in the 80s, I need to look it up, but I remember these hamburger places in the 80s would come out with quarter pounders. Whether it was McDonald's or maybe it came out before then, but I just remember them being advertised going, whoa, that's big. And it was supposed to be, in fact, you know, let me, sorry, I got to look it up. Have to look everything up because I want to give you guys the facts. So when did the quarter pounder come out? Okay, so when did the quarter pounder, sorry, I cannot type and speak at the same time. Quarter pounder came out in 1973. Okay, I thought it was in the 80s. Well, anyway, Big Mac, I think, came out in the 1970s. The quarter pounder, no, I think 1969, in the 1960s. Anyway, the quarter pounder was supposed to be huge. You got a big, big piece of meat. And I remember thinking, okay, well, those are for the big grown-ups. Those are for the men. Women won't be able to eat the quarter pounder because it's just too much food. And it was advertised as a big, big, meaty, hearty meal. Well, now that's, people will take two quarter pounders. If you go to, let's say, McDonald's or go to any of these fast food places, you will, there's like, you know, 2 for $5 or 2 for, and so people are sadly eating things that should have never been the size of a meal. Actually, it shouldn't be a meal in of itself. But interestingly, the food itself can affect our gut. And so a study has come out called Gut Microbe Response to Digestion may help explain cardiovascular disease risk related with meat intake, red meat intake. So this study was published in the American Heart Association's journal, peer-reviewed journal, Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. It's a good read. I know it doesn't sound that exciting to some of you, but it is good. And they wanted to look at why is red meat triggering this? And they think it has to do with our gut microbes. Previous researchers found that certain metabolites, chemical byproducts of food and digestion are associated with a greater risk of cardiovascular disease. One of these metabolites is TMAO, or trimethylamine N-oxide. It's produced by gut bacteria to digest red meat that contains high amounts of the chemical L-carnitine. High blood levels in humans may be associated with higher risk of cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, and type 2 diabetes. Now, they say whether this TMAO and other metabolites derived from L-carnitine, you know, explain the effects of it or how they contribute, we still don't know. But the researchers studied the metabolites in blood samples. They also looked to see if blood sugar, inflammation, blood pressure, blood cholesterol may account for the elevated cardiovascular risk associated with red meat consumption. So they looked at 4,000 of the 5,800 adults initially recruited for the cardiovascular health study. This was went from 89 to 90. The participants selected for the current study were free of any cardiovascular disease at the time of the enrollment, to the degree that, you know. And then they did an observational study for risk factors in those over 65. They followed 5,800 participants recruited from four communities, Sacramento, California, Hagerstown, Maryland, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The average age of participants at enrollment was 73. Two-thirds were women, 88% were white, and the follow-up time was about 12.5 years, up to 26 years in some cases. And they followed these biomarkers. The fasting blood samples were stored. They were frozen because they wanted to test the gut microbiomes. And they looked at the levels of those linked to red meat consumption, including the TMAO, the GABA butyrobetaine, yep, and crotonobetaine. Well, I don't look, just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean I have to know how to pronounce these. Then they answered questionnaires about their meat intake, their processed meat, their poultry, their eggs, how often. Now again, I don't like studies with questionnaires because I think people forget. If you ask me what I ate yesterday, I can't remember. Oh, I had a little bit of chicken and the broccoli. I had the broccoli. And I had a half a steak because I split it with my son because we didn't want to eat all that meat. So then they compared the cardiovascular disease among participants who ate different sorts of animal source foods like red meat, processed meat, fish, chicken, eggs, and they found that eating more meat, especially red and processed meat, was linked to higher arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease, a 22% higher risk. And they found an increase in TMAO and related metabolites. They think that explained roughly one-tenth of the elevated risk. Blood sugar, inflammation are also linked to red meat. So what does that mean? All right. Well, okay. Honestly, we are carnivores. We're also herbivores. We hunted and gathered. We gathered our nuts and our fruits and our, you know, celery or whatever else we gathered. And then we hunted our zebra and our bison and all that. And so our diets seem to do well when we have a healthy balance. But the meat balance of it is a lot smaller than we think. Now, the pyramid is all changed. I remember growing up, we had Mulligan Stew, 4-4-3-2, and they did this song, and it was a cartoon in the 80s. We had to watch these Mulligan Stew commercials and stuff, and it would teach us about how you had to have 4 grains, 4 fruits and vegetables, 3 dairy, and 2 meat. And I'm like, why is the meat so small? And I was actually nervous because I didn't eat that much meat. And I'm like, I got to get 2 in. They're like, well, eggs count. I go, but I don't like eggs either. And you know, to come up with 2 servings a day of meat, I was like, that's a lot. But still, it was less than everything else. And so, you know, we need to... We need to revamp, and we have, you know, what is our main staple? And we've decided that it's the meat. You have the roast be put on the table. Everything else is supposed to be around the roast. That's something that society did. What you really should put in the center of the table is the salad. And then you could have a little bit of meat on the side or a little bit of carbs. And we need to rethink that. I think meat's fine. If you want to eat meat, I think that's great. If you want to go vegetarian, fine. If you want to go vegan, fine. You know, but be as balanced as you can to get all the nutrients and the essential, you know, amino acids and fatty acids and everything essential that you need. But why is meat the main thing on our plate? You know, I've gone to a couple restaurants in my lifetime that were fancy. I was like, ooh, yeah, oh, man. I sat up straight. I had good posture. I didn't know which fork to do, though, use. And they serve you just on the plate the meat. And then you have to buy the vegetables on the side and all that. And it's like, it's society has changed that where it's all about the meat. And if we are going to have food shortages, the food is going to start getting expensive. Okay? We're not going to be able to, you know, eat as much meat as we do. So our gut microbiome is very finicky, very picky, and it likes certain things. And it needs, but it really needs to thrive, our vegetables and our fiber. So make sure you include that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very slowly, we are hearing from individuals who are allowed to get their story out when it comes to transgender transitioning regret. And we don't have necessarily a lot of data on that. I think some studies are saying less than 1% have regret. And so you have to be very careful when there's a, you know, a news article here and a news article here to say, oh, everybody is. Right? Because, you know, I hope that if somebody is going through all that trauma to their body and trauma with hormones, that it's something they really want to do and they're happy with. So I hope, you know, people love what they're doing. But we do need a very honest, realistic, attitude if we're going to have school counselors, as we're being told, counsel young kids without parents being around on doing something where they could potentially have regret. Speaking to, you know, some transgender patients that I've had, many of them wish they were still fertile. They wanted to still have children, whether they were male or female. And, you know, I think the regret might be higher in those that actually have surgery to remove breasts, remove penis. Those who identify but don't necessarily go through all the transitioning have a little bit more flexibility of getting pregnant. Even though they say the hormones can be reversed, I don't think we have enough studies of, you know, what happens to a child that isn't allowed to go through puberty. And so we need more data before we start talking to our kids and convincing them, you know, to make this decision before they're an adult. Now, I get it. Some doctors are like, well, we need to do this before they hit puberty, because after puberty, you got hair on their chest and you got a big penis and you got testicles. So it's really, really hard to make them feminine, and they got to be them then on more medications. So if they know, we need to do it early. Yeah, but on the flip side, what I wanted in the 1980s as a kid is way different than what I wanted in the late 90s. Or in the 2000s, when I had babies. I mean, if somebody asked me when I was 9 years old, do I want to have kids? I'd be like, are you kidding me? Or if I want a period, I'd be like, no. I'd rather be a dude. But I am so glad I'm a woman. I am so glad I was able to have kids, marry my husband. I'm a happy girl. So things change. And the social justice warriors that are kind of behind, it's not the transgender community that's pushing this. It's these social justice warriors that, you know, want to be there for these kids and help them transition, you know, quickly and you know, without, you know, parent interference. They're also the ones behind the male pregnant emoji. We have an emoji with a pregnant man. The reason why we do that is because there are some transgender males who have female parts that want to get pregnant. So now there is a male pregnant emoji, so transgender males can feel like they have an emoji to tell people they're pregnant. Then if the social justice warriors have made that happen, then aren't they assuming that there's going to be people who are transitioning with the other body parts? Well, a woman, 26 years old, who underwent double mastectomy and hormone therapy to become male, said she only got 2 hours of counseling, and she talks about her regret, and she's trying to detransition back to female. She's 26 years old. She decided to pay for private therapy sessions when she began to question her gender identity when she was 21. After she was told she would have to wait 2.5 years for, this was in England, an NHS appointment, she was given a private appointment, self-diagnosed herself as a trans man after doing research online, and given the go-ahead to begin hormone therapy, and then she underwent a double mastectomy, so both her breasts removed. She only had 2-hour-long appointments with the doctor. Now, I mean, it takes years to, you know, understand the ramifications. I mean, I know some people think, you know, two visits, I'll know in one visit. But to really understand the changes and to follow through and go, okay, how you doing with this? How you doing with this? It takes a lot of time. 2 years after she began the hormone treatment and after a double mastectomy, she began suffering health complications. and realized she did not want to go ahead with the full gender reassignment surgery. They said by the time her initial NHS appointment came through, she began to realize she had made a mistake. Now is asking and trying to find doctors to help her transition back to a woman. She, known as Sam, is speaking out in a bid to help other women struggling with gender identity and to warn them of the dangers of going through the process too quickly without proper therapeutic support. Sam said, I am now reconnecting with my natural body in the form it is now, and my life is about moving along. I have the permanent effects of my journey, but they don't invalidate me as a woman. She says, I do still feel regret towards the medical steps I took during my transition, but I'm working on loving and accepting my body, which now has no breasts, for how it is rather than how it used to be and how I wish it was. I do believe that therapy should be involved at all stages of the transitioning process and to help spot and explore red flags that may appear in someone's transitional journey. I also think more information should be given to individuals to make sure that their informed consent is truly informed. It has really been a difficult journey for me, and I've lost a lot of friends in the process who felt that in some way I was anti-trans. So she's actually lost friends who think she's anti-trans because she's transitioning back. She said, I saw a community full of so many people who had transitioned that it had finally made them happy, and with hindsight, I looked at them and thought that would be what made me happy too. I now know that I'm not a trans man, but I didn't have enough therapy to explore what was really going on with me and help me realize that I didn't have to fit into a box of one of society's defined gender norms. So she talks more about this, but that's a very, very good point. You know, this gender fluidity, I think Demi Lovato has now stopped using their and them trans. She's back to she. She says I'm fluid, you know, with her pronouns or whatever. But, you know, I've always considered myself a different type of girl. I've been very heterosexual, love men. I love men so much, though, that I prefer to hang out with men and do what guys do. But those stereotypes are going away. And so, you know, we women who love sports, who would rather be a race car driver than a chef, who, you know, loved, you know, working if I could have done, you know, construction jobs and hung out with guys, you know, at the work site than hanging out with the ladies in the office, I would have rather done the former. And I love peeing standing up, which is why I pee in the shower. Not always, but I just, you know. So that doesn't mean I'm transgender. I just prefer a lot of things the dudes do. That doesn't mean I have to undergo transitioning. Doesn't mean I have to lose my breasts. Doesn't mean I have to, you know, change fertility potential. So, you know, I think once we start to relax a little bit about, you know, what genders have to be, but I think she brings up a good point. If somebody's going to transition, they might need to, like, live in those shoes for a while before they actually, you know, like a practice, like a dress rehearsal. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.